are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, you wouldn't know.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio Show. Tonight it is my pleasure to share with you my pre-recorded interview with two very special guests who are here to share with you about a very important project. But first, let me ask you a couple of questions. Are you a parent who sometimes struggles with finding a way to talk to your teenager about certain issues? Better yet, are you a teenager who feels uncomfortable or afraid to talk to your parents or other trusted adults about your experiences or the situations that you're going through? If so, get ready because it's time to start the conversation. I'm Allie, the host of There Is Life After Layoff, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I continue to follow this path in my journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. There Is Life After Layoff is a vision from God, and it is my very transparent journey of facing my own truths without placing blame as I continue to grow professionally and spiritually while walking in my life's purpose. Together with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to push past the fear in your life as you explore new and inspiring opportunities to discover your life's purpose. In doing so, together we will support one another through this journey. So that is why I invite you to tune in on the conversation with us on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Up to Me Radio website at up2meradio.com. So with that said, thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life events. Now, as I mentioned it in my introduction, tonight's show has been pre-recorded, which means that we will not be taking any calls this evening. But please, if you want to make a comment about tonight's show, please feel free to email me at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. So now we're ready to get started. Now, you've heard me say many, many times on this show that it often takes a village to help raise a child. After all, I am human, and I don't have all the answers, so from time to time, my husband and I may need to rely on someone else to help sow positive seeds into the lives of our children. Now, tonight, my first guest just happens to be one of those people who have sowed seeds. She has been a positive influence and mentor to my daughter, Amani, since the age of 6 as her Girl Scout troop leader, and now she is Amani's Gold Award mentor, for which I am so grateful. So without further ado, please help me in welcoming to There Is Life After Layoff radio show, Mrs. Paula Mensa. She's the leader of Girl Scout Troop 6099. Welcome, Paula.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much for joining me this evening. Paula, you're here actually to help us understand a little bit more, first about the Girl Scout organization in general, but more specifically about the culmination of a Girl Scout's journey, which is the prestigious Gold Award, which is an achievement that my daughter is currently pursuing. So let's jump right into the conversation. So, Paula, can you share with our listeners first a little bit about your involvement with Girl Scouts?
Sure. I am currently a Girl Scout troop leader, and I'm also involved in Girl Scouts as a Gold Award advisor. I started in Girl Scouts. I was a Girl Scout myself when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, I got involved in Girl Scouts when I had daughters of my own. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for something for them to do, and I wanted them to be in something that was constructive. And I struggled for a while to find the right fit for them, mm-hmm. and eventually I landed on Girl Scouts. Okay. And when I became a part of Girl Scouts, I actually helped form the troop that Imani is a part of. And basically, we have grown that troop since 2009. We started the troop in Paulding County, Georgia, and we have grown that troop over the last 10 years now. It's hard to believe it's been that long.
I know, right?
And so that's my involvement in Girl Scouts. I really enjoy it, and I most of all enjoy the girls.
Wow. So what was that final decision maker that made you want to decide to actually get involved, not only have your girls get involved, but you as a leader?
When the thing that made me want to be a leader is when I looked at the structure of Girl Scouts and I looked at how the organization as a whole and how it was really about the upbuilding of girls, and they had a very structured and part of Girl Scouts is structured and part of it is not. And that's what I liked. It's like they had a framework for you to work within, and they had a proven record. When you look at some of the data and you look at how many top women are out here doing things in the United States, a large percentage of them were Girl Scouts.
Right.
So in order to make sure that it was a positive experience in my community, I decided that I couldn't just be a parent. I had to be the person that helped structure all of that within the troop.
And we are so glad you did. Absolutely. So what makes the Girl Scouts such a great organization for young girls to get involved in?
Well, Girl Scouts was founded in 1912 by Juliet Lowe, and it started actually in Georgia. And the original concept for Girl Scouts was to have a program to teach girls life skills while allowing girls to explore and learn in a girl-only environment. Over the past 100 years, Girl Scouts has grown to more than, we have over 2.5 million Girl Scouts throughout the United States.
Wow.
yeah. And the thing that really is great about Girl Scouts is that it's a volunteer-based organization,
right.
And it basically allows leaders like myself to follow the Girl Scout model, but to also incorporate modern things that are going on to grow the girls into being future leaders and game changers one day.
Okay. So how would you describe or how would you say that the Girl Scout organization prepares young girls for success?
Well, one of the things that Girl Scouts does is the business model for Girl Scouts is that it's a girl-led organization.
Right.
So we allow the girls to take control.
Mm-hmm.
One prime example of that is girls are taught entrepreneurship. They participate annually in the famous Girl Scout cookie program.
We know the cookies.
And during that process, the girls engage with customers to sell cookies, and they also learn how to work to raise money for the activities that they wish to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, 50% of U.S. female business owners were Girl Scouts.
Oh, wow.
And so the entrepreneurship skills is one of the main ways that we prepare girls for success. Also, girls are prepared are given opportunities to earn what we call badges in leadership, government, STEM, and community service. Right now, in the STEM industry, 80% of female tech leaders were Girl Scouts also.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that's impressive. Wow, very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So the Girl Scouts, it's just one of those organizations that if you, really are involved and earn the badges and what have you and learn the skills that are being taught to you, you can set yourself up for success at a very early age if you just remember what you're taught. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Love
girls,
that.
Girls can join Girl Scouts as young as the daisies, the girls you see in blue. They can start in kindergarten.
Right.
And so, but you can join any time. But when you imagine a young girl such as Imani who started young and has gone through all of this growth, it's a lot that has been implanted in them over an extended period of time, and it just allows the girls to grow into all of the greatness that is already within them.
Right. And what I've always told Imani, I said, you know, the fact that you started at square one as a daisy and have gone through every step and every level and have accomplished that, and now where you're at now, not very many girls complete that whole path.
Correct.
So that's a great accomplishment for her. She is this, you know, one of the few that have done that. And, you know, a few of the other girls started with her. They are in the same, you know, category, but not a lot of girls stick it through to the end.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
So that's a great accomplishment for her. I told her. I said, it's going to look great on your resume. For sure. So, and college application, right?
Of course, yes.
Right.
That's a great college application.
Always. So I mentioned that you're not only a troop leader, but you're also a Gold Award mentor or advisor. So can you share with us a little bit about the Gold Award process and the role that you play in that process
Sure.
as a mentor or advisor?
Sure. Also, to lead up into to the Gold Award itself, Girl Scouts has a 3-level award process.
Mm-hmm.
Girls can start as young as they're in elementary school, and they can earn the Bronze Award.
Mm-hmm.
And the next level is the Silver Award, which is it teaches the girls how to do a high-level project as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ultimate level is of course, the Gold Award. Gold Award is equal to Eagle Scouts and Boy Scouts.
Mm.
And basically, when a girl reaches that level, she has shown that she has outstanding organization skills, leadership skills, and she has a passion for her community.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, Gold Award is the top award in Girl Scouting, and only 6% of all Girl Scouts reach that level.
Wow.
And, yeah, and I am now a Gold Award mentor, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
for Greater Atlanta. I'm part of the High Awards Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And in that position, I am able to mentor girls and to help them walk the path of achieving their Gold Award. Many girls begin the process, but not all of them complete it, because it is a very detailed, time-consuming process. And when they complete that process, they have put in upwards of 80 to 100 hours on, you know, just in labor
right.
on their project. So it's they need trained adults to walk them through that process, and that's what I do as a Gold Award mentor.
Wow. Yeah, it is. It's very time consuming. It's a lot that goes into it, but worth it. And so that leads me into the next question. What are some of the possible rewards of a girl achieving the Gold Award?
Well, it gives them a sense of completion, first of all, because you have a lot of girls who have started out as young girls, and they've gone into their teen years, and to see them grow and to complete a project of that magnitude, really, really, we have seen girls. I've had, so far in our troop, we've had 2 girls who have gone through that process, and the growth that I have just observed from them is that it gives them a sense of accomplishment,
mm-hmm.
first of all, and it gives them that the pride of knowing that they can start something and they can complete it.
Right.
Also, some of the other tangible rewards is when girls enter the military, if they are a Gold Awardee, they enter 1 rank higher.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and there are also numerous scholarships that for college studies that girls can receive. There are universities in the United States who give girls a scholarship simply for being a Gold Awardee.
Wow. Didn't your daughter earn one of those scholarships?
She did. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. The university she's attending, she got it. She got a scholarship simply because she earned her Gold Award.
Wow, that's awesome. So how can a parent learn more about signing their girls up for their daughters up to join not only Girl Scouts, but to be a part of Troop 6099? We have to, you know, publicize, market Troop 6099, right?
Yeah, and you know that I've been toiling at this for 10 years, and sometimes I look at it and I say, oh, how much longer do I have? But, you know, you never really get tired of working with the girls. But,
right.
You know, becoming a part of Girl Scouts is something that we really, really encourage any parent who is looking for something positive and, you know, for their daughter to engage in that will help grow them. And one of the best ways is to go to the Girl Scouts of Great Atlanta website,
okay.
Alicia, and it's Girl Scouts. ATL.org.
Okay.
And once they go there, they'll see there's a big icon in the middle of join us, and they can go through the steps of signing their girl up for Girl Scouts.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So I'm getting ready to wind down to take a short station break, but I wanted to personally say to you, thank you, first of all, for joining me this evening and for sharing with us about the Girl Scout organization and about the Gold Award process. But most of all, I want to say thank you so much for being a positive role model and mentor for my daughter over these past 10 years. We do appreciate you, and she has been with you since 6, and she
mm-hmm.
has such a great rapport with you and you with her. And so I don't know how many parents tell you, but I have to just personally say thank you for pouring into her and believing in her and supporting her throughout her Girl Scout journey and throughout the Gold Award process. So thank you so much for that.
Well, you are most welcome. And because of Girls Like Imani, I've been a Girl Scout leader for over 10 years, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Wow. Well, thank you so much once again for joining me this evening.
Thank you.
All right. So when we return from the break, I will be joined by another very special guest, my daughter, Imani, who will join us to share a little bit about her Gold Award project. The focus of her project addresses a very important issue for teenagers as well as parents, so you are going to want to stick around. I'm your host, Allie, and you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff radio show. So please, stay tuned.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
We are back, and if you're just joining us, welcome. You're listening to There Is Life After Layoff radio show at Up. The number 2meradio.com. And I'm your host, Allie, and we encourage you to join us 7 to 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. And you can also follow me on my blog at thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And I want to remind you that tonight's episode is a pre-recorded interview, so we will not be taking any calls. But if you wish to make a comment about tonight's topic, you can always email me at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. Okay, so let's continue with the show. Now, before the break, I had the pleasure of speaking with Mrs. Paula Mensah. She's a Girl Scout leader with Troop 6099, and she shared with us about the Girl Scout organization and also about the Girl Scout Gold Award, which is the highest award that a scout can accomplish. So with that said, I am pleased and so proud to welcome to the show my daughter, Imani, who is currently working to earn her Gold Award at this time. Imani, thank you so much for being a guest on the show and for sharing with us about your project.
Thank you for having me.
This is such a pleasure for me, and to be able to have you on the show and talking about such a worthwhile project. And, you know, as your mom, of course, I'm biased, but I'm so proud of all of what you've accomplished, not only with this, but in school and in general. You're such an outstanding young lady, and so yes, I'm your mom, but I don't have to say that. So I just wanted you to know that, and I wanted to tell that to everybody who might be listening, so thank you. So let's talk about you and Girl Scouts. How long have you been involved in Girl Scouts?
I've been a Girl Scout since I was 6 years old,
wow.
And I started out as a Daisy, which is the lowest level you start at. And now I'm an Ambassador Scout, which is the highest level you can reach in Girl Scouts. So I would say I've been in Girl Scouts for about 10 years now.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of cookies, right? We've sold a lot of cookies, but it's been a great journey to be taking with you. Let me ask you this. What has being a Girl Scout helped you to learn about how to be successful in life?
It teaches you how to be a leader, because in some circumstances you are going to have to work with groups, and some people don't want to do their work or do their part. So it helps you build up your leadership skills so you know how to interact with those type of people and to get your stuff done as well. And it helps you become a very social person as well. So you're not shy in this little ball, but you're more like outspoken and you would like people to hear what you have to say.
Wow, that's awesome. Yes, they have really helped you to accomplish some things that I don't think you probably would have had the opportunity to accomplish. And like, you know, for example, next year, aren't you guys taking a trip out of the country?
Yes, we're going to Costa Rica.
Woo, exciting. Yes, I know you can't wait for that. So let's talk a little bit about your Gold Award project. And tell us what it is and what was the inspiration behind your project?
My Gold Award project is called Starting the Conversation, and it's going to be a documentary-type video to bring awareness to sexual assault, sexual harassment, and sexual peer pressure within my age group, which is 13 to, I would say, 19 years old. And the inspiration for this project was I had to read this book in my world literature class my freshman year, and it's called Speak by Lori Halls Anderson. And it's about this character. She was raped at a high school party, and so she feels like she can't speak up about it because she didn't tell anyone. And when she tried to talk to somebody, everybody started hating her for it. And so she became this pariah when she started high school. But at the end, she learns to use her voice and express herself in different ways to help, like, get over her depression, get over her anxiety, and get over what the predator has done to her.
Okay, wow. That's an amazing story in itself. And when you say that it's really timely now with the nature of what we're going through in society, wouldn't you think it's right on time?
Yes, because with social media being such a big platform, a lot of things can be shown very easily and anybody can find anything. And so everybody, like people my age, are now being exposed to different things at a very early age.
Wow. So what are some of your goals for the project? What do you want to achieve with it?
Since it's going to be a video, I'm going to be posting it on YouTube, and I want to have people to, you know, view it, like it, and share it, comment their opinions, or comment their experiences if they ever been through something like that as well. And I want to know if it was helpful or it made them feel like they want to also like help out with this type of situation and speak up about it. And so I would like for like people to just enjoy the video and, you know, let what's in the video settle within them and know that that this is a real situation that no one wants to talk about, but we need to talk about.
Wow, okay. So let me ask you this. Has there been a time when you yourself have experienced or even witnessed, or maybe somebody shared with you, maybe a friend or confidant shared with you about them being impacted by sexual peer pressure, or have you been impacted by sexual peer pressure, or have anybody ever shared with you that they have been victimized by this type of crime?
Personally, for me, I've never been a victim of this type of sexual peer pressure or sexual harassment or assault, but I have had friends who feel like sexual peer pressure pressured them into doing things that they really weren't ready to do at that moment in time. Mm-hmm. And so how I would handle it, if it was for me, I would totally speak up about it because I am that type of person. I need people to know how I feel or what happened to me if there's something that's not right with me after you know, that's happened. Mm-hmm. And if it's for a friend, if they want to speak up about it, I will be on board with them. I will be right by their side and help them get through the situation. Mm. But if they don't want to tell anybody at that moment in time, I'll still be there with them for them to have, like, a shoulder to cry on, someone to talk to so they can just get everything that they feel off their chest without, you know, have to go to the authorities or go to an adult.
Right. So you being there and being that voice of reason, I guess, and supporting them when maybe other people are not believing them, that might just help them want to then eventually speak up about it and tell the authorities, don't you think?
Yes. All they need is someone to listen to them. That's all that they need, and that will help them want to tell somebody that this happened to them.
Right, right. Do you think there's an issue now with kids your age being afraid or not wanting to speak up to, you know, maybe administrators at your school or counselors or their parents? Do you think there's an issue?
Kids around my age, we have a division between our age group and adults. We feel like y'all really can't understand us because it's such – they adults grew up in such a different type of age, and now we're in a different age, and the confusion will just, like, rub against each other, and they won't understand the impact of what we feel. But then when it comes to, like, adults, we don't understand the same things what they went through.
Right.
So I feel like most teenagers don't feel comfortable talking to it about this type of stuff or anything else to adults because it's such a big difference between the cultures that they grew up in and what we're living in now.
Right.
And so we feel like we have to deal with it ourselves or talk to someone our age that we think is more, you know, smarter, more wiser. But really we need to talk to adults because they've been through stuff even though they don't share it, but they know they've been here on this earth longer than us. They experienced more things than us. I feel like we need to talk to our adults so they know that, you know, this stuff is happening.
Wow. So then this your project is one of those tools that we're going to be able to use, we're going to be able to view and just, you know, kind of sit back and say, wow, okay, I've gone through that. Maybe I can talk to my parents. So it's just going to be one of those tools that I hope the schools will catch on to. You know, I think your principal said that she would even love to be able to use it as a resource in the school, because if it's coming from someone, like you said, you mentioned a peer to a peer, you know, so they're saying, okay, well, my classmate made this video, so she gets it. So maybe she's right. Maybe I should reach out and talk to somebody. So this is going to be a really great tool for the schools and anybody else, an adult, a parent, or whomever can use with, you know, like you said, starting the conversation with their children, right?
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful. So let me ask you, I hear that there is an upcoming panel discussion that is being hosted at Georgia Gwinnett College. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Through my partnership with Dr. Nicole Steele and her Diamond in the Rough Youth Development and Leadership Organization, I have been given the opportunity to use my Starting the Conversation project video as a resource to help introduce this very important issue into a panel discussion that is being facilitated by one of the first-year seminar classes at Georgia Gwinnett College under the leadership of class instructor Dr. Choi. The panel will consist of a key faculty from the psychology department who will talk about the emotional impact that this situation can have, someone from the criminal justice department to talk about the criminal and legal ramifications, and myself, who will represent student/teenage perspective, and then we will have an adult. And the goal for the event is to issue the teenage sexual assault, sexual peer pressure, and sexual harassment to provide, like, a resource. And the date of the event will be Tuesday, April 9th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Georgia Gwinnett College.
Oh, awesome. And do you have an address for that college?
It's located at 1000 University Central Lane, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. And
all right.
Anybody's welcome to come.
Wow, that's awesome. looking forward to that. You have some great opportunities to bring awareness, and I just see this going, getting bigger and bigger. Do you have a website that people can kind of go and view a little bit about your project?
Yes, it's called startingtheconversation.world.
Okay, world, W-O-R-L-D, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, you can go and view her project at startingtheconversation.world and just see a little bit about what she's doing, the who, what, where, when, and why about the whole project. And the video will be uploaded as soon as it's complete. But I want to take this opportunity to say thank you, Amani, for being on the show and for having the vision and having the courage to start this most important conversation about this most often difficult topic that, you know, we don't want to talk about and sometimes we have to sweep under the rug. Thank you for being a leader, and thank you for, you know, like I said, just not being afraid to start this kind of conversation. So thank you so much, and I wish you all the best on your project, and I know that it's going to be great. So thank you again.
Thank you for letting me be on your show, Mama.
I love you.
Love you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was just awesome. You know, my heart is just so full right now. It's been a long journey with her, but I never regret the decision that I made to sign her up for Girl Scouts. She has had so many wonderful people in her life through this opportunity, and I personally want to thank Mrs. Paula Mensah for being one of those people who have sown positive seeds into her life. She has just been there with Amani since day one as a six-year-old Daisy, and I so appreciate her and all the other troop leaders, Miss Rebecca, Miss Shanae, and all the other leaders who have been along the way in the journey over these past 10 years. I just can't even thank you enough. And this Gold Award project is just a culmination of just a worthwhile experience for her. So I want to thank both of them for being on my show this evening. And I will be keeping you posted on the progress of the video and when it's available for you to view. And share it with your friends, like Amani says, share it, like it, and just let's start having conversations about these kind of issues. So before we close out the show, I want to remind you to become a subscriber to the show by visiting my show page at on the uptomeradio.com website, which is also where you can always access all of our past recorded podcasts. And they are also available on iTunes and on the mobile app Stitcher, which is a free downloadable app for your mobile device. And you can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher by searching for Up to Me Radio, which is Up, the number 2, Me Radio. And please remember to visit my online store on my website at thereislifeafterlayoff.com to purchase a copy of one or both of my books. And as always, if you wish to contact me directly, you could do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please connect and follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter at Instagram at AllieWard45, and you can follow Up to Me Radio on Twitter by searching for Up, the number 2, Me Radio. And please also remember to like us on Facebook by searching for There Is Life After Layoff, and you can find Up to Me Radio on Facebook by searching for Up to Me Radio. So on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, I say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us, and I look forward to continuing to bring you even more exciting guests and content as the year progresses. And until next time, we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use.
the pain of life, you wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready for what God has for you. Tell yourself,
I'm not giving up.
No, in you, Lord, I have my faith in. Even when it seems
hopeless,
that's when you look. That's when your breakthrough will begin. Failure. Always someone who's worse off than you. Now,
no time to celebrate.
There's no need
for you to wait.
For what is bringing you through? Failure is not a final. Freedom I have ever known has come from you alone.